Hello.
Hello. How are you today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. My name is Antonio, and we are conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. If you don't mind me asking, are you female or male? Or do you think of yourself or something else?
Male.
If you don't
mind
me
asking... How long is this going to be?
It's not going to be that long, sir. I'm going to try to read them as fast as possible. What is the year of your birth?
1959.
Awesome. Great. Now, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
I'm a Caucasian of Irish descent.
Okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a master's degree and got my MBA.
Are you registered to vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
As you may know, November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local levies. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you almost certain? Probably? 50-50 chances? Or probably not going to vote, or you will not vote definitely?
I am certain I'm going to vote.
Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Below is the list of issues. Please select three that are the most important to you. Property taxes, healthcare, criminal justice reform, legalizing marijuana, racial inequity, jobs economy, crime violence, city budget and spending, education, transportation, access to abortion, housing, or other.
All right, so there's a lot there. Sorry.
It's okay. We have property taxes.
I'm going to say reproductive rights.
Okay.
I'm going to say crime violence, but I'm going to say crime violence from the perspective of gun control. We need to get guns out of the household.
Okay.
And the third one I'll say is taxes.
Taxes. Okay. And now we'd like for you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people. Using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable about them. 5? You know,
it's
someone in zero, very kind of fable. Zach Klein, have you heard of him?
10.
What about Farhan Jetty?
I haven't heard of him, so I can't give an opinion.
Nancy Day Akawar.
Who?
Nancy Day Akawar.
I've not heard of her.
What about Louise Gill?
Have not heard of her.
Andrew Ginther.
And 9.
9, okay. What about the Columbus Police?
That's a toughie. I'm going to give them a 5 because I think they have an impossible task and I'm not sure what the right way out is.
What about Emmanuel Remy?
I'll give him a 9.
What about Adrian Hood?
I have not heard of him.
Nick Bankston.
Nick Angston? I have not heard of him.
Melissa Green?
No. I've not heard of her. I'm sorry.
The Columbus City Council.
In general, I give him about a 7.
Chris White.
Chris White, W-Y-C-H-E?
W-Y-C-H-E, yes.
I've not really heard of him.
Okay. Now, just one second. Okay. Oh, Luis Gil, you said you never heard of him. Okay. Just one moment. In 2018, the voters of Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and required them to live in 9 district areas of the city. Now, as a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote on all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if either is exactly right? I would rather elect new people to City Council so the Council can go in a different direction. Or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work they have been doing. Which are also new people.
I mean, it's an either-or question, and it's not an either-or answer.
So,
I understand what I'm saying. You know, I like our current city council, but I'd also like to have some new blood on it and see what happens.
Okay. Which one of those two would you select? Even if neither is exactly right.
Neither one of them is exactly right, but yeah. I would say I'd like the current city council.
Okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy, Dick Akauer, or Luis Gil?
I have not seen any of their literature, so I don't know what they stand for.
So we can say you're undecided, correct?
Right. That's good. Thank you, yes.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Remy.
If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Bankston or Farhan Getty?
Undecided.
Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with more? First one, someone who is working on reducing crime and making neighborhoods safe by focusing on traditional forms of public safety like local police. Or someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime.
So I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure I heard you properly there.
Okay.
But I will say that I think that the question is, are you in favor of diverting funds to realign policing?
Well, actually,
I think the answer is yes.
Okay. So you would support or agree with someone who is focused on diverting funds from local police to other services that address the root causes of crime?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I truly thank you, sir, okay? We're almost done, okay? Now, I'm going to read some statements that people might make about candidates running for city council. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for city council. 5 is between, okay?
Yep.
Makes you more or less likely. And 0, much less likely to vote for the candidate for city council. Now, the first one says, Adrian Hood is a retired Air Force Master Sergeant, grandmother, and advocate for the black community of Columbus. She's a Columbus native who was raised in Linden. Hood has dedicated her life to public service. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for policy to end police brutality and running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and protect everyone, regardless of their zip code. This statement makes you much more likely to vote for her or much less likely to vote for her.
Again, it's a gradient. I would say it would make me likely to vote for her, but I can't say that for sure because I haven't seen any of the documentation to go with.
From 0 to 10.
And, sir, so I got to tell you, I'm running out of time here. So,
well, sir,
how many more questions do we have?
Okay, we are about 49% complete.
Well, then we're not going to get complete.
Okay.
Because I don't have enough time to talk about this, sir. I'm sorry.
Okay. On this last statement that I read to you, from 0 to 10, how would you rate that particular statement to convince you to vote for Adrian Hood?
I'm going to give it a 6 because I don't know anything else she stands for.
Okay. Well, let me call you back at a better time. Would that be okay?
Yep.
All right.
Right.
Sounds
good. Right.
All right. Let me call you back. Yeah, no. Come on, man. Boom.